Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, hello. I was taken aback by the start of the show.
What were you thinking about?
I was just thinking about how clear the skies are and how nice the air is up here.
Oh, that's because we're not in America anymore.
We're not in America anymore.
No, we're up here in the good old country of Canada.
Good old country of Canada. We are...
Sorry, all our dials are a little off. We're using somebody else's studio.
It's okay. We brought our portable soundboard.
We never leave home without it.
Gotta have it. You know, we're here. We came to Canada to our... This is Busheltown's sister city, Maple Pines. And we're here. You know, it's a terrifying year in America.
Well, you could say that a million times.
And you never can tell what might happen in November and... when things like that. So if we have to move somewhere, because you know, every 4 years, somebody, a bunch of people say, well, if such and such happens, I'm going to move.
Yeah.
And we thought this time we'll say it and we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, if the unthinkable happens, for sure, we're going
to
do it.
We're going to move to Maple Pines. It's a very Busheltown-esque city up here in Canada. It is our sister city. Did I mention that?
Yeah. A couple
have
times.
I said that it's a sister city?
Yes.
Sister Schubert's Rolls. You remember that?
What, Sister Schubert's Rolls?
Did you bring anything?
I got lots of rolls over here, but not the ones you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Let's not go depressingly talking about fat up here.
Sorry. I'm a little jet lagged from our long car trip. We drove here all together.
Car lagged, yeah.
From our trip, we drove here all in one vehicle with Mr. Snodbottom. And
terrible idea. Mrs. Snodbottom had to save money.
Butter, 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 churning. Crockpot and Fonky. And we all drove. And it was a long, it was just what, like 47 hours? What was it?
Something like that. Like 50. It felt like 200 hours.
Felt like 200 to me, Kendall. Is there a bell? There it is.
I have a dinger.
Our travel dinger. Get that out of there. Get that out of your travel case.
I packed it. I just forgot to get it
out. We're going to need it. All right, so we're here, and we're queer, and and we're going to talk this week. We're coming to you from the CHMP Spirit of Maple Pines Studios.
It's so lovely that they had us here and are allowing us to use the studio, even though they probably heard our show.
No, I think the fact that they let us use the studio means they definitely have not heard the show.
Yeah.
And so what I want to do, we're so unaccustomed to having an actual window in our studio. I just want to, for a second, open the window and let you hear the nature outside because it's so beautiful.
Open her up.
You'll be able to hear it. Just listen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You hear that?
Doesn't sound like Busheltown.
Not at all. All right, let me close that for a... But we're here, and we thought, in honor of our trip to check out Maple Pines and see what's up in Canada, we would do a show about trips.
Oh, about tripping.
Road trips.
You're tripping, Cliff.
Vacations. You, funky grandma. Funky grandma be tripping.
Do you love trips, Cliff? Do you love taking them?
Do you love them?
Who's at the door?
Who is there at the door?
Boo.
Hello,
Hello, Boo. Hope you're enjoying these beautiful facilities here.
Oh, dear. I've just taken the most beautiful walk around Canada, dear. It's not around the entire country of Canada, of course, dear. Just around the city, dear. But it's beautiful, isn't it? The beautiful sound. Have you noticed?
It's how so wonderful gorgeous.
It smells like maple syrup everywhere you go.
It's gorgeous. Ooh. There's trees. There's wildlife. It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah, in Busheltown, you don't even want to go outside. It's too hot and muggy, and everything sounds like all these bugs are creaking and squawking and...
Oh.
You
know, bees, windstorms.
Yes, dear, but it's nothing like that here. It's beautiful. I think we should move here anyway, dear. It's a wonderful thing. If I didn't love America so much, dear, you know that.
Yes, because we got to love America. So America is beautiful.
Oh, dear. Home of the free and song, brave, dear.
Of course, from sea to shining sea. Oh,
dear, are those maple cookies they just set out there, dear?
Ooh, I don't want you.
Get some and save us some. We'd like some, too.
All right, oh, dear, let's get a doggy bag, dear.
I hope they save a lot of those.
Just put them in your purse.
There's plenty of room.
Dump them in the purse.
All right, Cliff. Road trips and vacations. What's the longest road trip you think you've ever taken? Is it when we moved to Busheltown?
Yeah. Not when we moved to Busheltown. When we moved from, when you moved to LA.
Yeah. And I was going to say, do you remember that wonderful trip we took across country?
I kind of remember it.
I've got pictures of us, and I think they maybe was our biggest ever.
I don't know.
I know we're approaching that now, but we were huge.
I think I'm almost there.
But not only were we our biggest, but we were also like both disheveled and, you know, it was like, you know, you're driving and you don't care and you just throw on a shirt. And it's the most horrible photo I think I've ever taken, ever. And of course, I have it framed sitting in my house of us at the Grand Canyon.
I remember that. That was a trip and, you know, it was great.
That's all I got to say about that one.
Nothing to say.
When I think to myself of trips, I think about that one.
A wonderful trip.
Nothing, yeah.
Have you ever taken any other? Did you take a lot of road trips when you were kids?
I mean, we took a few.
Down to Florida or something?
Yeah.
I remember every year my dad. Oh, God. Getting this studio all stunk up.
Oh, God.
Every year my dad and I would go to Florida to, like, you know, Universal and Disneyland or Disney World. Mm-hmm. And like a 14-hour car drive with my father. And this was before iPods and anything. So you're just like sitting there talking. 14 hours. Long trip.
We didn't sit there talk. We didn't have iPods. We had Walkman. Mm-hmm. And we had Discman.
I don't think my Walkman ever worked.
No. Well, I did.
Well, I got some good ideas that you can do while you're on a road trip. Kind of help pass the time.
All right. Yeah. While you're tripping. Listen to this show.
So, yeah. It should go without saying, Cliff, the number one thing is to download a million episodes of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Download 450 Cliff and Kendall episodes.
And now a good little tip is to make sure if you have an iPhone or something, to make them available offline in case you go through some shoddy networks, you know?
Yeah, I hate when it says it can't load a Cliff and Kendall.
And that's when I just throw the phone out the window. Ooh, scary! If you have some sleepy passengers in the car, Cliff.
Yeah.
A fun thing to play is while you were sleeping. It's like the movie.
You can act out that movie.
No.
I can think I'm Sandra Bullock. I'm in the train station. Oh, who is that? Is that Peter Gallagher falling off into the tracks?
We don't want to do that.
Peter, you love me.
You can.
We're married.
You have a passenger fall asleep.
You're my husband.
Or we could just reenact the whole while you were sleeping on this episode if you'd rather.
You know, our listeners are like, please, just read the
do it.
Script
please do
while
it.
You were sleeping.
No, Cliff.
Where's
you have
Bill
a passenger,
Pullman?
You have a passenger fall asleep, damn it.
Yeah.
You
get a Sharpie and you write on their forehead.
See, you want to play a different game. You want
what game? What
I'm trying to have
about?
A nice family-friendly game that Mrs. Potter Butterchurn would approve of. You have them fall asleep.
You Cosby them.
No.
No?
No drugs involved. Let them fall asleep naturally. And then after 5 minutes, you wake them up. And each person takes turns trying to tell this fake story that happened, right?
Oh.
And one person's telling the truth, and that person that was asleep has to guess which thing really happened.
Oh, what a fantastic game.
Well, it was
I
a fun game.
Sounds great.
If I had to describe it in 5 seconds, but it took 12 minutes, so it was a little drawn out. If I knew I only had time for one, I would have picked the best one.
You know what I want people to do?
Why are there sheep in the studio?
I don't know. They're on the soundboard. Mm-hmm. What I think people should do, here's what Kendall does. He takes all of Susan's small jewelry and earrings, and he just puts them in an old Fritos bag. But what I think that you ought to do is use a pill container. Just put them in there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can even put, like, I'm going to wear these earrings on Sunday. I'm going to wear these on Monday.
And then I have more room for Fritos.
Yeah, then you keep the Fritos in the bag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There is a game called Did You Hear That? But I don't think anybody would play that in our car.
No. Don't want to hear that. All right, Kendall, but what I do want to hear, believe it or not, has something to do with our show. It is... What are those exits?
Well, I was just going to say you could play any of our games in the
any
car.
Any of our games. Oh!
Songs you should know, things you should know, you can do them all.
All of them. Hey, but let's not play a game right now. Let's do... let's... Come, hey, won't y'all come back in here and, yeah, bring the cookies in here.
And dude, these are lovely cookies, dear.
Why don't you guys come in here, sit down.
Yes, I'll sit right here, dear.
Here we go.
This studio is so roomy, dear. I love it.
Oh, my. Oh, the facilities.
You have a whole bow corner over there.
Oh, it's lovely, Boaz. I'm so grateful to our neighbors to the north.
We do. We love them. Well, thank you for having us.
And thanks. And so what we want to do now that you guys are in here, how about we spice things up here and we play Hot Subjects?
Oh, I don't. Can Canada handle it?
Let's play it.
Dude, let's
see
play.
Who wins. No, it's not a game, but we're just going to discuss some hot subjects. And, you know, these are subjects that we said they're too hot to talk about in the car on the way here.
Oh, they're
Let's
hot.
Save it for the show.
Save it for the
save
show.
Save it for the show. Put it on the air.
All right.
Let people at 4 a.m. Sunday morning in Bushelltown hear this. Hear ye, hear ye.
I'm a hot subject.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Buzz Dunkaboo, being too controversial here in Canada, you know, they have delicate sensibilities.
Yes, dear, let's not make anyone angry, dear. That's
all
allowing
right.
us to use their studio, dear. Let's be very polite.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring up a hot subject.
We will be. You guys need to watch.
Yeah, you're the ones who get upset. this hot subject is about a woman from Florida. Y'all aren't going to believe this.
Oh, no, dear.
Now, according to UPI.com.
That you... I can't think of it.
Okay. It's UPI.com if you want to go read this story for yourself, but I'm going to tell it to you. Authorities in Florida said a woman who crashed into a house after blowing through a stop sign told investigators she had been praying with her eyes closed.
Oh, no.
It was a 28-year-old woman, and she drove through a stop sign around 10 o'clock, July 7th, and then she went through a yard and into a house. And the woman, she tried to back out, but the vehicle was stuck in the sand. And deputies told them that she had been praying with her eyes closed when she went through the stop sign, and she was cited for reckless driving with property damage. Now, doesn't that sound like something that would happen in Bushelltown?
Yes. I think anything that sounds horrible or stupid could have happened in Bushelltown.
But, you know, the simple thing to do if you must pray, and we all must pray without ceasing, the Lord tells us. So we pray, but you must pray with one eye open. You pray with one eye open and give the other eye on the road, dear. That's what I do.
Well, dear, there's a car. I mean, first of all, it's very improper etiquette to be doing anything in the car like that, to be praying or on your phone, dear. You know, it's best to pull over and get down on your knees if you want to pray correctly, dear.
I must agree with you, dear, but in these fast-paced times we live in, girl, you know, you gotta pray just to make it today. And if you're driving, you gotta have an eye open and an eye for the Lord.
But why?
Doesn't the Bible say an eye for an eye, Boaz? Isn't that what it's talking about?
I don't know. Why can't you just pray with your eyes open?
Why can't
you? Dear, you can't pray with your eyes open. It's not correct, dear. Jesus can't hear you going that fast. Anyway,
well,
dear.
You know, I know it's a hot subject because of prayer. And, you know, first they're attacking prayer in schools. Now prayer in cars is under attack.
Oh, God.
And where will it end? Is of course what I'm wondering.
That's what I'm thinking, dear.
All right. Well, so that covers that pretty
Why
well.
Why didn't Jesus take the wheel?
What? Maybe that's what she's praying for.
Sorry.
But it was not...
not a correct
It was not his time. It wasn't his plan.
No.
To grab the wheel.
No.
All right. So, Kendall, did you bring any with you? Did you pack any hot subjects
well,
in your travel case
I,
over
I
there?
I do have a little thing. Being... I mean, I know that you've all heard...
Boy.
Dear, we hear it way too often, dear.
Why don't you keep that in America, bud?
I'll try.
None of that up here. None of that snooty belches up here. I know that we've all heard of Brexit, right?
Brexit.
Brexit. We're not going to talk about Brexit.
Isn't that the most popular name for newborn baby girls?
Do you know, when I first saw that on TV, I thought it was a... I thought, like, or on Facebook, I thought it was like a bro exit. I thought it was some sort of thing, you know.
I thought it was like getting somebody out of their bra. A Brexit.
Oh, no, that's way too difficult.
The teenage boys, they're trying to get all their girlfriends
like,
to...
practicing getting Brexit perfect.
Oh, man.
But
the hits just keep on coming.
They do. unfortunately. Now, Brexit is happening. We all know that. But, you know, Busheltown, Cliff, is trying to secede from the Rye County Union.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know, it incorporates Smackover and Gasville, and they're calling it Rexit.
Oh, no.
But what do you think about that?
I think just stay. Didn't we fight to stay in the Union?
Dear, I fought for many years in Busheltown, dear. I walked the streets making sure that we had this Rye County Union in place, dear.
Dear, I won't even hear things like this, but you know I can't abide by it. It's not gonna happen, and I'm not gonna allow it to happen, Buzz.
But
don't rile me up talking about the racist, Buzz. And taking a puzzle out, don't. Boom, boom.
Why does it really matter? Who gives a shit?
Oh, come on, Kendall. You know, some people are real into it. Well, all right, if it's too controversial, we'll just drop it. All right, in CBS Denver, they report this, that Calvin Johnson, a 45-year-old man, he was convicted of 2 counts of second-degree assault after being accused of throwing feces and urine at sheriff
deputies. I will not
even
begin to tell you the proper etiquette of that.
Oh, yeah. He created a mixture of feces, water, and or urine while in his cell.
Why did he make a special concoction?
He called it a shit bomb.
Ooh.
And then he lured an unsuspecting deputy over and he struck him on his upper body with it. Can you believe this? Now, I think that maybe he's been listening to our show where I've given a tip to throw a cup full of pee on people you don't like.
I think so.
I never said make a shit bomb. I said just a cup of pee, and it's really more symbolic. So I think that should clear any liability that we have.
Dear, any kind of use of urine or feces or anything, dear, is way too improper etiquette, even if you're a prisoner, dear.
Oh, boss.
Well, sometimes.
I've been biting my tongue, but I can't believe you're discussing these things on the air. We come to this beautiful country of Canada. They're going to think these Americans are nothing but toilet mouths.
We're
shot
not
jocks, boss.
This is a news story that we're discussing. It's not anything that's
it's
terrible.
It's controversial.
You have bowels attack
bad
every day.
Oh,
dear, don't start, please.
What a man can't control, this is the Lord's work, Buzz.
I'm just saying, it's not like disrespect. We're just talking about a normal.
All right, Kendall. Now what? I hate to be the peacemaker.
Yeah, when did this start? When did this start with you being the peacemaker?
I don't know how things.
All I want to do is fight now.
Over the course of 450 shows, things have changed.
They've changed a lot.
Whoa. Do you have any other hot subjects over there?
All mine are very controversial.
All right. I'm willing.
You know.
The spirit is willing, but the flab is weak.
All right. I mean, you might shut this one down right away, Cliff. I don't know. I hate to even bring it up because it's so awful in the world today, but guns.
Ugh,
guns.
Don't bring it up.
Why? This is a hot subject if ever there was one.
I'm shutting it down. Don't bring
it
up.
I knew it. See? I knew it. All right. Go ahead. What's your very delicate, cool subject that you have next?
Now, this is not delicate. You're going to love this. This is a hot subject. I tried to find hot subjects that were hot, but not depressing.
Okay.
That was what I tried. Now, I do agree that guns are a problem. And if you have if you want to tweet us at Cliff and Kendall and tell us what you think, what your NRA membership dues are. Now, I always laugh. Kendall's always telling me that he's real afraid his teeny tiny dogs are going to be carried away by birds.
They will.
And just the image of that makes me laugh. And it's not that I want them to be carried away or even really think that. I would think it was sad if it really happened, but I would secretly also laugh in America's Funniest Home Videos kind of way. But not in an unloving kind of way. But anyway, this reminded me of that.
You comfort me while I cried, but then you laugh behind my back.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it in front of you. All right, Kendall, a wedge-tailed eagle, he tried to fly away with a terrified boy at a popular wildlife show in Australia. Now, a crowd of stunned onlookers watched as the enormous bird latched its talons onto the screaming boy's head during a show.
Dear, please, we're in Canada.
And this little boy, he's supposed to be between 6 and 8 years old, and he escaped with just like superficial gashes on his face. But
how do you escape with just that?
I don't know, but they said that the eagle, it just went for him. It was 15 meters away, went right for him and picked him up from his head, Kendall. From his head.
Yeah, I think all the animals are taking back this world from us, dear. It's all these attacks, dear, that you hear about.
Dear, you know the Lord created animals for man's use, and so it's no wonder we've put these animals in shows to entertain the children.
Create them for man's use.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mrs. Nibon, they're all creatures of this earth. They all are.
No.
should be deserved the same rights that we all have.
Oh, of course not, boy. What do you think, we should have animal parking places at stores, animal seating in restaurants? What's next, boy?
Well, that's ridiculous. Animals don't go to restaurants to eat, but we should at least treat them with a modicum of decency and respect.
You guys are wearing me out. I've got to take a break from all this controversy.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord!
I don't even want to talk to you when Mr. Snobbottom gets going like this, dear.
Boys, have some deer come along.
Wait, where are you going, Mr. Snobbottom?
I've got to unpack my suitcase, dear.
Wait, we got
to... I need to get my...
Oh, okay, well, we'll take a break.
Let's go to
break. We'll be right back after the break.
I know this will be hard, but Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Once there was a glamorous movie star who did the most marvelous things. A little girl named Shirley Temple. She had a pony to play with, drove her own car. She was so beautiful, Ideal has made a doll that looks just like her, a Shirley Temple doll. Same dimples, same golden curls you can really shampoo. And when you kiss her, her skin feels almost real. She's waiting for you at your favorite toy store, along with the Shirley Temple tea set, with Shirley Temple's picture or monogram on every piece.
She's a wonderful doll. She's ideal.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back
to Canada.
To Maple Pines.
Maple Pines.
Oh, we're at the beautiful CHMP little place here.
CHMP, yeah, you know me.
Compound is what I was trying to think
of. Did you know 20% of the world's fresh water is in Canada?
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, see, this is a great place to come. We'll have water forever.
Water forever, and if we can't have anything... You know, only one thing forever. Let it be water.
I could think of other things. I mean.
Let there be water on earth, and let it begin with me.
All right.
Kendall, did you know that the healthcare is not free in Canada? Were you so stupid you thought it was?
Well... I'm not going to answer that the way you asked me, but I did believe it was free.
It's not for free. They pay for it with their taxes to make sure everyone has access. And so, you know, a lot of people have said if they did a Canadian version of that show Breaking Bad, you know, Walter White's health care would have been paid for, and he would not have had to resort to meth.
It would never happen.
It would have been a one episode.
Canada would have ruined that show.
One episode wonder there. Just Walter getting treatments.
Well, Cliff, see... Here's an interesting factoid for you. All right. Canada produces 1.5% of the world's food, but only consumes 0.6. Now, I think this week it's going to even out.
Well, I did think when we crossed the border, I thought, uh-oh, their obesity statistics have just gone up. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, us.
And see, I see it right in here. Macaroni and cheese is the most purchased packaged grocery item in Canada.
Is it?
Yeah.
I bought 4 packages last night.
I bought a case.
I bought a car. All right, Kendall, let's, I brought with me, I packed it in my carry-on under my car
Your
seat.
Your carry-on. I told you, only one personal item and only one carry-on.
Well,
in the car.
I could only have one thing like with me, and I consider that my carry-on. And mm-hmm. so I had, you know, a little flip book of Jake Gyllenhaal photos and some a media minute. So do you have a minute?
Oh, you know I've always got a minute for you, Cliff.
Kendall, do you have a minute?
I got a minute. It's time for Cliff's media minute.
Oh, no.
Up here in Canada, they're like, why are you yelling so much?
We are the loudest, fattest hosts, I think, Canada's ever seen.
We ascribe to the old adage of shock jocks, that's Cliff. We got to shock you with our loud, boisterous appearances.
Well, I think we do shock about how fat we are. If whenever anybody catches a glimpse.
Cliff, I hate to tell you, but your minutes.
Oh my God!
Kendall, it's a media minute. Now, recently, the Emmy nominations.
Oh, yeah.
They were released.
Was Jake Gyllenhaal snubbed again?
Yes! He was snubbed. He was eligible. You know, a long time ago, Bette Midler was nominated for being a guest on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. He was a guest on Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, and he was snubbed.
Oh, God. Ruthlessly. Here we go again.
Ruthlessly, but I'm not going to belabor that. I'm just going to say, did you see that when he was on there?
No, Jimmy, I didn't.
And they did like a skit where they took mouthfuls of food and water. You couldn't have done it. If I suggested it to you, you would have said no. And they took mouthfuls of food and water and they would spit it on each other when they talked.
Oh, God, no. God, no. Not even if it was Jake Gyllenhaal.
See, now that makes me think Jimmy Fallon is a lot more like me than I think, because that sounds like something I would come up with. I'd be like, well, Jake, you're on our show. I want you to just take this big drink of water and just spit it in my face.
See, I think that was Jimmy Fallon's hidden homosexuality coming out. He's like, well, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't care. I got to have him spit on me.
Jake, chew this popcorn up and spit it in my face.
Why would anybody do such a thing?
I don't know, but I enjoyed it. But anyway, he was turned down for an Emmy for it. Big nominations went for Game of Thrones, Veep, Silicon Valley, and guess who else was snubbed?
Bushelltown Hello?
Bushelltown Hello!
Yeah, damn it.
Cliff and Kendall were snubbed in the Best Guest Host category.
We finally had a category, and they left us out.
And they left us out. Oh, well, what else is new? Also snubbed again.
Okay, we'll have our own awards here in Bushelltown. Yeah, we'll make our own trophies.
Elsewhere in media, Kendall, do you know what? Jennifer Aniston, she's just recently written a plea to the New York Times, and she said, please stop saying that I'm pregnant, because I'm not.
Please.
But you know what I think? I think if she were pregnant and wanted to hide it, that's of course what she would say. I'm not pregnant. Uh-oh. Don't talk about it anymore. I'm not with it. You know, I think me thinks thou doth protest too much, Jan.
Who is she dating? Who would she be pregnant with?
Justin Theroux, I think she's.
Oh.
Now, Kendall, speaking of things we don't understand, Pokemon Go.
Oh.
What is it?
We need a whole episode for this. I can't.
The teens. The
what
tweens.
What is going on? What's even worse, and I'm not going to go into a big whole thing about this, but I saw there was even a hack on Facebook said, oh, if you don't want to have to walk around, here's a hack. I'm like, oh, so the only good quality about Pokemon Go, it gets you to exercise. They've fixed that too.
Oh, God. Somebody fat like us.
People are like falling off of cliffs and walking into traffic. Like, how stupid. I mean, I would if there was a great food place across here with a free buffet.
But I don't understand. I didn't understand Pokemon 15 years ago, and I don't understand it now that we're even older. And so anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. And then finally, for the media
just to make
minute,
me angry, yeah.
For the teens, if they're listening, you know, they want something to identify with. The hip teens out there, and they're like, yeah, Pokemon Go. Go, Pokemon Go.
Now we can hashtag it in our description.
Oh, God. No thanks. Kendall, I want you to get it out right now. Mark your calendar. August 26th, there's a brand new album you're going to have to buy. It's called Barbra Streisand's Encore Movie Partners Sing Broadway. And then on August 27th, I'm going to be at Hanky's Books and Bait at 5 a.m.
Hello,
Cole. Signing copies of Barbra's Encore Movie Partners Sing Broadway. And what it is, it's a new duet album with people like that are movie stars.
Is Billy Joel in it?
No, he was on the last one. And these are with movie stars.
Okay.
And so don't get greedy.
I know.
Kendall, don't get greedy for too many Billy Joel duets. But what I'm going to do, since this is a duet album, it's all about collaboration and then the beauty of that. What I'm going to do, instead of just singing the songs, I'm just going to play the album and sing along and make it a trio album with me and Barbra and the stars.
Well,
and
that'll be a little better.
And then I'll be signing copies of that. You can also bring in any copies of Madonna's album, Rebel Heart. It's a classic. I know you've got it. If you've still got a copy I have not signed, you can bring it to Hanky's Book. And
he'll sign both.
Yeah, you can bring it to Hanky's Books and Bait that day. All right, 5 a.m., Kendall. And let me tell you, that's proof positive that good things can still happen in the world. If this is still a world where Barbra Streisand puts out new albums, it can't be all bad.
There's some hope left in the world.
There's a little ray of light somewhere.
No, Cliff, I'm so excited they're coming out with a... You know,
I'm
the,
so excited, yeah.
You know the old Nintendo system? Have you seen they're coming out with a little like box hooks up to your TV and has like 30 old like regular Nintendo games
on
it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, see, that I'm excited about. Not Pokemon Go.
We're excited about things that let us pretend it's 1987.
Yeah.
That is
where I want to live in 1987.
When I did my research for the show, I was listening to the top hits of the 40s yesterday. Same. And I wondered when I became 400. Mm-hmm. But it was around episode 400 that I turned 400 and gained my 400th pound. Uh-huh. But Kendall, I wanted to mention real quickly before we leave, on the way here, you know, I drove the first leg of the trip. Mm-hmm. And it was very early in the morning.
I love that you call 10 minutes the first leg.
It was
I'm
not.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
it
kidding.
Was at least Relax. 45 minutes.
Okay.
And we met at the studio downtown Busheltown. And, you know, it was very early in the morning. Fonky was still asleep in her, you know, whatever thing, her carrier uh-huh. thing for 3-year-olds. And everybody was so tired. I was trying to follow the directions on the phone and the app on my phone. And I was following the dot. But it was there was all kinds of, like, water.
I told you you have to use that other app, not the
I
one
know,
you have.
I know. And there had been rain all night. And so, like, all of these roadways were flooded. And anyway, I got so turned around. We ended up in, like, this rye field. Mm-hmm. And I really thought that our car was going to get stuck.
That's what happened while I was sleeping.
In the ditch. And so, but it didn't. I rammed the gas pedal. It went enough to where it, you know, sort of came around. And we made it through the rain like Mariah Carey. And and it's a beautiful time here in Canada. Here, for the end of the show, I'm gonna open up the window so you can hear nature.
All right.
Just through the end of the show here.
We're just gonna let the show end with the nature sound?
Let maple pines come in and join us. And I do have some quotes. Is this sad? The sad music. Did you bring it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you pack it?
Did I bring the sad music? Hold on. I gotta find it over here.
All right.
Of course I brought
it. Just look for it. It's under those socks over there. I think. There you go.
There it is.
All right. So Canada, Kendall, I got some quotes about Canada.
Okay.
To celebrate Canada, our neighbors to the north, home of our sister city, Maple Pines, to be Canadian. To be Canadian is to live in relative calm and with great dignity. And that was said by William Davis.
Oh, yeah. We're not welcome here. Then.
We're not. None of that is us. All right.
Well, I have a quote. It's not about Canada per se, but it's about traveling.
All right.
We travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us. And that was an unknown author.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Kendall, the Canadian spirit is cautious, observant, and critical, where the American is assertive. Or a big ass is what they said about us. That was V.S. Pritchett.
Good old Pritchett.
Good old Pritchett. Don't bitch it, Trip Pritchett. No, fuck it. Oh, Kendall, somebody told me the other day at the library, they said, you look just like this YouTube star. And I went on, and they were just so fat and awful looking. Has that ever happened to you?
I thought you said you two. I was like, Bono?
I'm like, yeah, you look like this 80-year-old. I'm Cliff. I'm in Canada. The nature outside is, I can barely concentrate on this show.
I know. I'm Kendall, and we'll see you next week. We're going to be in Canada still next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.